Hi, and welcome to Android Developers Backstage. I'm Romain Guy from the Android Toolkit team.
I'm Tor Norby from the Android Studio team.
And I'm Chad Haas from the Android Developer Relations team.
And unfortunately, Chad is still with us. Wait.
I often have the same exact thought.
Yeah. This is going to be kind of a different episode. We don't actually have a guest today, but a few times in the past, we've just kind of sat down and talked to each other, which we like to do even when there's no microphone. And so we thought we'd do that this time and maybe do a little bit of a retrospective on the past year. And we'll just say right off the bat, this has been a tough year for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people have, we've lost a lot of people to COVID. In fact, the three of us had a friend who died from COVID in March. And of course, there's everything else happening. You know, there's been wildfires and racial injustice. And so we feel very privileged to be where we are and to be able to sit here and talk about all the cool things our teams did this year. So we just want to recognize that right off the bat that, you know, that we're lucky and some of you might be suffering and we see that.
I want to back up a little bit too. So Tor raced past it, but I think in particular, our friend was Carl Quinn. I want to mention his name in particular because I want to dedicate this podcast to Carl. Carl was an awesome guy. Not only that, but he was part of the Java Posse podcast, which Tor was on for many years, and I was on very briefly before it went away.
And Romain was a frequent guest.
I was interviewed several times, and we worked with Carl, right? Like he was at Google, and more importantly for Tor, like you worked with him at Sun.
For a while.
So I don't want to overfocus. Many, many people are suffering in many ways, but this was sort of a personal thing that we all felt as we went into this weird, weird situation that we're now all in. Of all years to have a retrospective, this is probably the worst and therefore the worst idea we've had on the podcast yet. But it is the time of year when we do sort of collect our thoughts and think about where we've been and where we're going. And also we didn't have a guest in the pipeline. So perfect timing.
It's the real reason.
That's the real reason, yes. So we threw down a lot of ideas in a shared document. Where should we start?
Well, it seems like it's kind of tangentially related. Maybe the whole work from home situation, right? That 2020 kind of imposed on a large part of our industry. So what were your experiences with working from home full time? I mean, Chet, you must have really missed it given, you know, what a fan you were of the long shuttle.
it changed a couple of things really substantially. One was on a day-to-day basis, my commute went down from about 2.5 hours round trip on, you know, buses plus drive, walk, whatever, down to about 2 minutes into another room in my house. So that was good in some respects, although I really miss the office. The bigger impact was in the job overall. So a couple of years ago, I joined this team where part of the job is to travel and meet with developers and speak at conferences and get feedback from people doing the real world stuff. And all of that stuff just dropped on the floor in March. And I haven't left my house since.
It's been really weird for you and I, right? Because we've been, even before you joined Devra, like we've been traveling frequently to give talks at conferences, and so bizarre to have not set foot on an airplane in so long. I can't say I miss it, but
we almost pulled it off, right? We actually went to talk at Droid Kaiji after, I mean, they canceled the conference for COVID after, while we were in the air on the way to the conference.
were they watching your itinerary? They're like, okay, they took off. They're not on Wi-Fi. Can't